Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have a limited amount of time. I mean, and thank God we have, you know, men of God like Brother John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, Brother Ken Summerall, who's now with the Lord, Steve Hill, who is with the Lord, people in our grid, and who we highly admire, that we've seen that, you know, in your lifetime you can make a huge. Mm-hmm. This is such a short time.
That's it. Yeah.
This is the only time you have to do something for God. And it's you, by the way, that answers alone for what you did with the talents and the time that God's given you. Remember, Jesus talks about that. He says, you know, to one's given this and to one's given that. You don't compare what you got to someone else. The thing is, what are you doing with what's been entrusted to you? Mm-hmm. And if you're faithful over what's been entrusted to you, you'll see more come. I mean, more will come. But if you really work that thing, mm-hmm. you'll find out. It's like, this is maxing me out. And it makes me think, I got, right now I have in my office, I have a goad. You know what a goad is, right? An ox goad.
You have that in your office?
You have an ox goad in my office.
Okay. A lot of things in that office.
Yeah, right. It really is. And I just got to make room for it.
Yeah.
I think I need a bigger office.
Or.
Yeah. I need wall space, because I love putting things up to remember the wonders of the Lord, because people don't line up and go, hey, let me tell you the awesome things that God did 4 months ago.
Yeah, right.
They just go, the sky's falling. I look at my wall, I'll kill them and look at my wall. And so an ox goad is Jack Hollis, my brother in the Lord out in Mariana, that give a big shout out to Jack and Shelly this morning and just sent out my love. But he taught a message about a, and you got to forgive me, I don't have the name of the particular man that had this ox goad, but he killed, this man was under attack. Israel was under attack, and that's all he had. All he had was this ox goad, and he used what he had to be able to defend Israel. And this man killed thousands.
Samson?
No. This ox, Samson could use his finger. This guy, all he had was an ox goad.
Oh, ox goad.
Yeah, ox goad. And it's the thing you poke the ox with, like push him along, propping him along. And so Jack carved that out, you know, and I love Jack. Mm-hmm. And nobody can tell a story like Jack. Mm-hmm. I tried to tell once. I was like, I cannot even figure out how to tell him how when he was carrying his Pace Arrow camper from Mariana to Georgia and his brakes go out. I laughed while I was turning blue in the face. But how do I tell this, you know? Mm-hmm. And, but I have it in my office to remind me, because I was just, my faith was really built when I heard him, you know, sharing it always as when he, you know, just speaks from all of his life and his experiences. He's like the pastor of Mariana. Mm-hmm. And, everybody knows him, you know, waiters, governors, judges, pastors. But yeah, so I have this ox goad in my office. Mm-hmm. And, I wrote on the stick to remember the guy's name. I wrote it on there because I had to call him and ask him what it was. But, you know, what are you doing with what God's entrusted with you? A simple ox goad. Think about it. A simple stick that you poke oxes with, that's all he had. And so many people said, you know, I would do something for God if I had more. Mm. And it's like, what are you doing with what you have? If you're in America, come on. I mean, I love what Mike Bickle and Rick Joyner and others have said, is like, you know, just do something. There's so many opportunities. Start a blog talking about Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, people are on YouTube all the time talking about, you know, goofy stuff. Why not take that time to begin to just share your testimony and begin? It's just so many different ways you can invest, you know, your life in the kingdom. And he says, if you're found faithful with the ox goad, if you're found faithful with a few things, then he'll put you over many things. And he says, this is what's going to happen. The Lord's going to come back. And he's given a parable how it's going to happen. He says, the master comes back and he talks to the three folks that he entrusted portions of things to. And to one, he entrusted with five talents. I mean, think about it, five ox goads or five talents. And he said, what did you do with it? He didn't say, what did your neighbor do with it? What did your friend do with it? What did the person that you envy, what they had to do? What did you do with what God's given you? And he didn't even compare. He didn't say, you got more, so I expect. He said, just what did you do with what you got? And the guy says, you gave me five. You know, I've invested. I got five more. So I did something with it. And you know what? This is what the Lord said, the master said. He said, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Right? And so now you're going to go to this next guy. And this next guy they gave two talents to. So you're thinking that he's not going to get a well done because the guy had 10. Obviously, he has more. Therefore, he is higher valued than God. And this is how the enemy does. Like, oh, look, you know, their stack of stuff is higher than my stack of stuff. You know? And the truth is, it's God just only expects us to do and invest what he's given us. And sometimes there's so many people have so many treasures, but the enemy causes you to compare your treasure with someone else and you don't do anything. You know, what good is this? When the lady who gave two copper corns, she understood what I'm talking about. And when she gave that offering, God himself, Emmanuel, stood by that place where they took the offering to point out that this woman has invested what she's got, and she did more than all these ones who had all this money. So he goes to the one who has two talents, and he says, what did you do? Because he was gone, he came back. And he says, well, I invested them. You gave me two, and I invested, I think, in a local bank or whatever, and I got two more. And guess what? He got the same response from the master. He said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now enter into the joy of the Lord. That's the same response. And there's so many, the devil will lie to you and tell you, well, you're not going to please God as much because all you have is an ox goad. All you have is two talents. Look at him. He's got 10 talents. And it's like, yeah, but he's got, you know, if God's going to give you the same response with your two, why not just celebrate the fact that and pray for the man that's kind of carrying five,
yeah,
right?
No doubt.
And, but if God's called you to shepherd 100 folks, then he's going to expect that in you.
That's right.
If he's called you to shepherd 25 folks, then that's what he expects from you. But if he called you to shepherd 100 and you're shepherding 25, you're missing 75 of the ones that you're called to do. I mean, you got a gift, a talent to do that. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? That's God. But then he goes to this one, the one with the ox goat, right? No, the one talent. He goes, this master goes to him and he says, you know, what did you do with what I gave you? He didn't say, I only gave you one. So he just asked him the same question. What did you do with what I've entrusted to you? And this was his response was this. Well, he starts talking about the master. I just know that, you know, what you had to do to be able to get this talent and this stuff. And I know you really worked hard. And, you know, I was afraid. I was just really fearful. I thought, you know, if I just might lose it or something. And I don't want to lose it or misuse it. Or so I just dug a hole in the ground and I buried it. And he gives it back to him. How many people are going to think when they see Jesus, they're going to say, here, this is what you gave me and I never used it. That's what he's basically doing, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
I never used it. I never sang one song. I never wrote one song. I never preached one message. I never taught one lesson. I never started one business. I never, you know, whatever. And they're expecting, you know, hey, you know, I've kept it for you. And it's like, it was meant to be given away and to invest. The whole purpose of that was to do something with it. And this is what Jesus says, the master says. He says, you wicked and lazy servant. I mean, think about that.
Wow.
Is this the same Jesus that is being preached in the gospel in America today in the world? I mean, think about it. You wicked and lazy servant. You at least could have invested it and got some interest in a local bank. You could have done something with it. But instead, he says, away from me, right? You evildoer.
Yeah.
And how many people don't realize, because comparison will kill you. Comparison will kill your hope for tomorrow when you start comparing things and measuring things, because you're not going to be faithful with what you're given. And this young man, and I apologize for not, you know, telling you his name, but we'll definitely have his name in the torch and the post and the segment, that all he had was an ox goad. He had an ox goat, a thing you poke oxes with to get them to go down there. But that's what he was used to. But I think about David. All David had was a slingshot and five stones. And he took down what an entire national defense couldn't take down. What it is, if it's from God, it's anointed. If you have a song from God, you can sing it and it will just shake the world. If you have a revelation from God, you can share it and the hearts will melt around you. And if you have a slingshot from God and five stones from the Lord that he has trained you up in, you can use those to take down giants. And this young man who had an ox goad took down thousands of folks who were coming against Israel. Imagine if you start investing the talents and the gifts. It's not just money, man. It's not just money. Yeah, your money, your treasures, your heart is, but it's you. Invest what God's given you, and your talents are something quite often is what comes to you naturally and what you judge others for not doing. And the thing about it is, they ain't got that talent. That's how you can look at them and evaluate why they're not doing what you can do naturally. The thing about it is, are you ready to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to invest what God has given to you? And understand this, when you do, and when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, based on what Jesus said in this parable, he's going to look at you. When you invest it and you do something with it and you get a return like that, he's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of the Lord. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.